Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
If this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped, there is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We cannot allow this to happen around the country. We are better than this. We are better than this, and I'll ask the president to do that, and I'll tell him that very same thing.
No, I agree. We need to bring order to these campuses, and quickly, or it's going to get out of hand. It's going to get worse. It's going to get more violent. But that one girl literally turned to her friend and said, "Do you know why we're protesting here?" And she said, "No. I wish I was more educated."
My favorite part was, what is NYU doing? About what?
Yeah, right. So she's not even paying any attention to
it. Numbnut.
You're right. About what?
So those two little use...
The fact that there are police and major news organizations everywhere. I mean, that whole thing.
Yeah. And people chanting, "We are Hamas and down with the Jews and Israel should be wiped out," and the rest of it. So it's funny. There are multiple layers of this. Those two little twits are just funny, but they're tools of much more organized, much more ugly organizations that are trying to wipe Israel off the map. They're anti-Semites. They're Islamist supremacists, pro-Hamas, whatever. And or the blanket over all of them is they're neo-Marxists. They want to tear the system down with whatever wedge they could find. So while those girls are hilarious, the protests themselves are not. A couple of really interesting and revealing perspectives from some interesting sources that we wanted to play for you. Why don't we start with Scott Galloway, who's a professor at NYU. He's a man of the Jewish faith. We'll play 75 and then we'll call for 76, Michael.
And I do think there is a double standard. I walked by NYU last night. What I saw was peaceful protest. But I can tell you, if I went into the NYU square with a white hood on and said, "Lynch the blacks or burn the gays," my ID would be shut off by that night. And I would never work in academia again. There would be no need for the words context or nuance. I wouldn't be protected by terms like First Amendment or free speech. I would be out of the world of academia. It seems like we have a double standard when it comes to hate speech, as long as it's against Jews.
And so this guy is an academic. He knows what's going on, and he goes on and explains it somewhat.
I think it's complicated. I think, one, young people have a healthy gag reflex on what people our age think. And I think that's healthy. Two, I don't think Israel has draped itself in glory over the last 20 or 30 years. They've shifted from being kind of the David to the Goliath. I also think that incorrectly, students on campus conflate the civil rights movement with what is going on in Palestine and have digressed, unfortunately, because of an orthodoxy promoted by me and my colleagues that there are oppressors and oppressed. And the easiest way to identify oppressors is how white and how rich they are, or fairly or unfairly. Israel is seen as ground zero for whiteness and how wealthy they are. And then what might sound paranoid, but doesn't mean I'm wrong. I think we are being manipulated, specifically youth, through their frame for the world is TikTok. And if you look at TikTok, there are 52 videos that are pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian for every one served on Israel. I think that we are being manipulated. I think Americans are easier to fool than convince they've been fooled. But if I were the CCP, I'd be doing exactly the same thing. I think social media is sowing division and polarization in our society.
I mean, we work on a radio station where we run ads. And the theory, which has been borne out over time, is that if you run a whole bunch of ads for your Ford dealership, you will sell more Fords than the other brand or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's just as simple as that. If there are 52 pro-Hamas messages for every one pro-Israel message on TikTok that they spend all day long, the messaging works. The advertising works.
It's absolutely the work of the communist Chinese. Now, maybe the kids are more sympathetic, so they like those videos more. That's probably part of it. But the Chinese are absolutely putting their thumb on the scale. I can't believe I was in my 50s before I came across the concept. I think Twain may get credit, but I'll bet it's ancient wisdom, that it's much easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. Which has to do with pride, I think, in large measure, but.
Well, it's also that thing that they've discovered where you believe the first thing you hear, and then even when you're told the truth, you can't let go of it. I've had that happen before. Yeah. It's disturbing to me. Why do I still think this about somebody or something? Oh, because I heard that originally.
Yeah, the very people who gave you that piece of information can come back and say, well, I'm so sorry, we were wrong. We got it exactly wrong. This is the truth. No, you'll stick with the first thing, at least over time.
For some evolutionary reason, we're built that way. It's very strange. One kind of sidebar thing he said there, which I suppose makes sense for him since he's an academic and he's got that brain. The idea that it's good and healthy that young people are automatically repulsed about what our generation says or thinks. Yeah, well, it seems to be human nature, but I don't think it's good.
Yeah, you're trying a bit hard there, sir, but with all due respect. So this is longish, but to me it's amazing. This is Jonah Goldberg on CNN with one of the most obnoxious people on the planet. Was that prejudicial, Your Honor? Lulu Garcia Navarro, who's a far-left woke type with the New York Times. Listen to this argument about the nature of the protests and what the college students mean and what they're representing. And you tell me who's using cogent adult arguments and who is hiding behind woke terminology and slogans and just bull-ass. I'd like to use the real term, 72, Michael.
I think there's a lot of anti-Semitic stuff going on out there. But when you're saying you're Hamas, when you're praising Hamas, when you're praising Hezbollah, when you're saying you're going to globalize the Intifada.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but everyone
I'm going to finish my point. It means you're pro-terrorist. If you are celebrating Hamas, you're a pro-terrorist.
I'm not disputing that. What
okay,
I'm saying,
that's my point.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there are selective quotes that are being taken, often not from students themselves. In the encampments in Colombia, they have said this. There are Jewish students who are actually part of this. And they are being used to say, wait, let me
finish my point.
No, so, that's true. But just would say more broadly, when people are calling for action, like Representative Gottheimer, what are they actually calling for? You've already had go on.
If the people in those encampments, whether they're Columbia students or not, if the university can clear them from that encampment, then that is something the university can do.
But they've already put, let me just say how we got here. Columbia chose to bring police. to clear the encampment that inflamed the situation to where now you're seeing these protests spread to Yale, to New York University, and beyond. Many people have said that the action of bringing police into a group of people who are already feeling that they are sort of representative of the oppressed, who are inspired by what happened with George Floyd in 2020 and seeing what is happening in Gaza, that has only really acted as a catalyst here. And so I wonder at the wisdom of bringing in the armed police into what is essentially a university campus.
I question the wisdom of having a double standard that says it's okay to shout hateful terror pro-terrorist things at Jews, but you can't. You have to have
no one's total... endorsing that.
A lot of people are endorsing that. A lot of people aren't condemning it. Yeah, a lot of people aren't condemning it. And I agree with you. Universities and the Democratic Party and the left have a huge problem trying to figure out how to cut this Gordian knot that they've created for themselves. But that doesn't mean I have to sort of condone or not call out. I got a lot of scars from calling out horrible statements on the right over the last 10 years. I call out anti-Semitism and bigotry all the time on the right.
Of course.
I don't hear a lot of that from sort of squad adjacent type people calling out this stuff on the left.
No, you don't.
Oh, absolutely not. It was interesting. Old Lulu there was making an argument that is an example of the decision dilemma we've talked about before, that radicals... Saul Alinsky and then Cloward Piven, they all recommended put your opponent in a decision dilemma. And she illustrated that by saying, well, a lot of people think, what do you think, baby? Speak for yourself. A lot of people think that it was very provocative to bring in the police, the armed police, to clear the campus. Well, no, these people are violating the rules. They're making it impossible to operate the university, and you're trying to paint people who stand up to them as being the provocateurs, who escalated.
And they were asked to leave many, many times, and then they wouldn't. So what do you do at that point other than bring in the armed police, which is a funny term?
So one more perspective. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who's really starting to impress me. I said earlier, and I will repeat, that he's starting to strike me as a Truman-esque character. He seems very unassuming, kind of an every guy, not big, showy, flashy, but he seems to have a steel spine in a lot of ways, or is at least developing one. We'll see. It's early. But he spoke at the Columbia campus. It was Columbia, all right? And... very persuasively that the Jewish students will not stand alone. And he was being heckled, and he interrupted his own speech and said, enjoy your free speech, to the hecklers. And of all people, Joe Scarborough had some thoughts on that and related. 86.
I bet you 75% of Americans and close to 100% of parents with kids on college campuses agree with the speaker. The line that Speaker Johnson said that should have cut through that crowd was enjoy your free speech. Enjoy your freedom of speech. You know, because you don't get that with Hamas. You never got that with Hamas. If you disagreed with Hamas, they take you to the top of the building and push you off or just put a bullet in the back of your head.
And he goes on.
You know, these people who call themselves progressive are actually shutting down college campuses in the name of a terrorist group that kills people who are LGBTQ, that kills people who support free speech, that kills people who talk about peace.
So you got so many different layers of kind of people in these protests. You've got at the very bottom rung the girls we heard from earlier who don't even know why they're there.
I wish I was more educated.
You got the people at the very, very top who are Marxists, and they don't care about Hamas or the Jews. They just care about Marxism and overthrowing the system. But then you got a whole bunch of things in between, too. People that are actually pro-Hamas.
Yeah, and there's a self-righteousness, the zeal of the revolutionary that a lot of people have written about through the ages, where you become so caught up in the righteousness of your cause and your hatred of the so-called evildoers that you believe absolutely anything you do is excusable and that everything they do is punishable by death. that you have the right to kill them. Now, a lot of these students are not looking to kill anybody. Some of them are. Some of them will. There will be violence, absolutely. But you can't underestimate when people get crazed with that sort of mob anger, what they're capable of.
Right. I was thinking, I'm going to tell my kids, or I would tell any young people, if you're going to get into this whole protest world, pay attention to what the loudest people are saying, because you're getting associated with it, whether you believe that or not. So you might want to, rather than say, why are we here? Listen to what they're chanting and, like, Google it. Figure out what it means, because you're part of saying that, whether you're saying it out loud or not, if you're there supporting that protest.
And I wonder if we could introduce into college... College-age psychology 101. It'd be like you'd only have to meet 3-4 times. It'd be a one-credit class where you explain, all right, look, you're between 18 and 25, whatever. You have a couple of things going on in your mind and your soul. Number one, you have a strong need for belonging. Okay, that's fine. It's healthy. We all have it, and good for you. Nobody's making fun of you.
Strong need for booty.
There's also the strong need for booty, which we'll discuss in subsequent classes. And you want very much to feel like an adult and that you're doing something important.
Yeah.
Beware, because that need to belong and the need to do something important will draw you into things you should not be doing.
Some interesting economic news out we should talk about and other things. Stay here.
I wish I was more educated.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Dow tumbled 700 points at the beginning of the day because of the economic information that came out. It is now down about 500 points, but a mix of slowing growth, firm inflation worries investors is the headline in the Wall Street Journal. So the quarterly growth was 1.6%. That's not a lot, and it was below what they even expected. We're trying to slow down the economy. That's why they're raising interest rates, because that's how you cut off inflation.
But I'd have thought the slowing of the economy, which is bad news, would be good news because they'd lower rates, and then that's good news.
But there is inflation news also that was bad, so I guess...
But this is an excuse for me to use my favorite stock market term. The Dow found a firm bottom, down 500 points.
Well, sell or buy or hold. I'm a hold guy. But tomorrow, the inflation news comes out. So Thursday data suggested a widely watched inflation reading due tomorrow could be much worse than expected. So if that inflation number comes out tomorrow and it is worse than expected... So we grew at 1.6%. Inflation is back to being a thing. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow when it happens, I guess. As we've been saying for quite some time, unprecedented times unprecedented equals unprecedented. You can't pump out this many trillions of dollars and close down the economy for like a year and a half. And you can't just do all of these things and then go back to normal anytime soon. Who knows how long it'll take for the housing market, for the job market, for prices to all settle into something like a normal rhythm. Who knows?
Both parties, Trump and Biden, doing things that 10 years ago, even just 10 years ago, would have been seen as so wildly irresponsible. No government should do them.
Anyway, here's my favorite thing that we got coming up. We mentioned earlier, one of the Secret Service agents assigned to Kamala Harris got in a fight with her boss, and the details are coming out, and they're great. And it includes the term diversity, equity, inclusion on how it may have happened, according to some of the other agents who are talking to reporters.
I had assumed that the one agent was just humiliated having to guard a lunkhead that they snapped. They felt like they'd wasted their careers. Well, I'll stay tuned.
That's funny.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm looking up at the TV. Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan are on, the comedians. They're playing locally somewhere. I actually thought maybe I'd go see the show, but they're promoting the new movie, the Jerry Seinfeld creation, Unfrosted, about I'm guessing, hilarious take on the creation of the Pop-Tart in the 60s is what the movie's about. You know, Jerry Seinfeld's always been obsessed with Pop-Tarts. I'll bet that's pretty funny. Well, we knew it would happen eventually. The cackle drove someone crazy. Kamala Harris's cackle apparently has driven someone crazy. I'll hit you with the headline here before we get into this fairly long, but I think worth it, description of what has happened here.
Excellent.
A Secret Service agent tasked with guarding Kamala Harris started brawling with other agents and began her confrontation by taking an agent's phone, throwing menstrual pads, and telling them we're all going to burn in hell before she started punching fellow agents.
Oh, that's going to be a long day. Oh, boy.
This is a good story. I'm excited to tell it. An incident involving a physical attack by a female Secret Service agent who is tasked with protecting Kamala Harris, and again, probably driven crazy by the cackle.
Or just the inane conversation. I mean, can you imagine being subjected to that crap all day long?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Oh.
Real clear politics, and they quote anonymously some agents later, says it's raising questions about whether the agency had thoroughly vetted her during the hiring process and the ongoing push to increase the numbers of women in the service through DEI. Brought in somebody that wasn't ready for this job. Anyway, this particular Secret Service agent was removed from her duties Wednesday after physically attacking the commanding agent in charge and other agents trying to subdue her, according to the agency spokesman. So this is from the own Secret Service saying that this is what happened. Attacked her boss, which is pretty exciting. Several sources in the Secret Service community identified the agent who physically attacked her superior as Michelle Herzeg, H-E-R-C-Z-E-G. The altercation occurred at approximately 9 a.m. at Joint Base Andrews, the home of Air Force One and Air Force Two.
Now, I can see going completely berserk at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but man, if you start the day with going berserk again, it's going to be a long day.
You're right. 9 a.m. is pretty early to completely lose it and start punching your boss. That's the sort of thing that happens at 5:30. I need you to stay late. Oh, yeah?
That's it. Yay! Why, yada?
Herzeg showed up at the terminal and began acting erratically, grabbing another senior agent's personal phone and deleting applications on it, according to two sources familiar with the matter. What are you doing? Deleting your apps. Why? The other agent, a shift leader, was able to recover his phone and then acted as if nothing had happened. But Herzig's bizarre behavior didn't stop. She then began mumbling to herself, hid behind curtains, and started throwing items, including menstrual pads, at an agent, telling them that he would need them later to save another agent, and telling her peers that they were going to burn in hell and needed to listen to God. Herzeg also screamed at the special agent in charge. Female officers in the vice president's detail are claiming they would show up and help her and allow her to continue working. At that point, the other agents at the scene believed she was suffering from some sort of mental breakdown, and she was told that she needed to be relieved from her assignment. That's when she snapped entirely, one source recounted. So it's when they told her that they were going to relieve her of her duty that they thought she was struggling today. That's when she snapped entirely. That's in quotes. Herzeg then...
Boy, her pre-snap activities were pretty snappy, if you hear me talking.
Yeah, they were on the snappy end of things.
Sure. Wow. So, I haven't snapped yet. There's more to come. Oh, really? Wow.
Herzeg then chest-bumped and shoved her superior, then tackled him and punched him. The agents involved in restraining Herzeg were especially concerned because she still had her gun in the holster. You got to remember, these people are armed. If somebody's going completely berserko, saying crazy S and punching people with a gun, yeah, you got to be concerned that that's next.
You got to disarm them immediately.
They wrestled her to the ground, took the gun from her cuffed, then removed her from the terminal. The agent was immediately removed from their assignment. The Washington Examiner first reported the incident. A U.S. Secret Service special agent supporting the vice president's departure said the distressing blah, blah, blah. The agents on the scene then called medical personnel to remove her from the terminal. Then they started calling it a medical matter, which it might actually be. She may have just gone nutso. Following the incident, Secret Service agents and officers are privately questioning the hiring process and whether the agency had adequately screened her background, some wondering to reporters whether the hire was part of a diversity, equity, and inclusion push in response to years of staff shortages that have required the agency to lower its once strict employment standards and physical performance standards to get more females on the staff.
Didn't earn it. Dismantle all DEI programs everywhere they exist in government, education, and private enterprise.
Wow. At the level of you're protecting the president and vice president at a particularly volatile time in American history, and you got somebody there who clearly is not fit to be doing that job.
When I think about agents going crazy, one has to think of agents going crazy and the craziness of agents.
So what's the throwing the tampons at a guy and saying you're going to need these later?
That sounds like a threat that somebody's going to be bleeding.
Oh,
I mean, because those are famously used for gunshots, like the Russian soldiers in Ukraine were so badly equipped, they're trying to get tampons to put in the wounds of people who were shot.
You could be right. I thought it was just you're a chick.
Wow,
sort
that's
of a shot.
Entirely different interpretation. Oh, what do we have to tip you, Michael? Do we have any more Kamala handy?
No? We must together, work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Yep. See, I'd crack after a couple of months of that.
Yeah, you hear that twice. You're hiding behind the curtains, punching your boss, throwing tampons. Yes, Katie.
Now
with the mic on.
I was just going to say, I've had a couple of instances with guys when they've started acting like big babies, and I have pulled out a tampon and asked them if they needed it.
Okay, so that's what
that's coarse. Yeah, that's very coarse.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need this later.
Hey, by the by, a fired minor league umpire has sued Major League Baseball, claiming he was sexually harassed by a female umpire and discriminated against because he is male. For one thing, Major League Baseball, it goes into this, had a big DEI program where they're like, hey, we need women umpires and people of color and whatever. And if you got four guys to choose from and two of them are clearly superior, but there's also a woman in there, you got to promote the woman, which is absolutely illegal discrimination. And so this guy is suing, and I suspect very strongly, unless MLB, which has a hell of a lot of money, is going to come to a big old fat settlement with the boy, I suspect that this could be the beginning of the end of their DEI garbage.
Well, and a fair amount of talk around the whole Boeing thing that it was DEI that's led to all the safety concerns with their airplanes, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't like it anywhere, but I get it if it's you're an insurance agency or whatever. But I would think of things like the military, the Secret Service, cops, just various things where we could all as a society say, not here. Well, we'll discuss this. We'll try it in other areas of the world. We'll see if it works, blah, blah, blah. But not here. Sure. We just need the strongest, fastest, bravest everybody for this particular job, and we'll put the social stuff somewhere else.
That reminds me of our discussion of the race-based admissions to colleges. The idea that you can fix the fact that little black kids, for instance, are not getting a good education. You can fix that at the level of elite universities by just dragging them in. That's idiotic. It never has worked. It never will work. At the elite levels, whether it's the Secret Service or the military, doctors. Oh, my God. I've got so much on how DEI is ruining medicine that we need to get to at some point. But at the elite level, you just go with excellence, hierarchies.
Right.
Now, if you want more women umpires, and who gives a crap? There's only like 150 major league umpires anyway. It's a tiny field.
How many balls you got up? That's your favorite heckle.
I actually use that heckle.
Child?
That's Joe's best heckle.
As,
I love
as
that
a
one.
Young man.
But on a female umpire. You know,
hey, ump, how many balls you got? where was I? I was ranting about excellence. So if for some reason you think there need to be more umpires with ovaries, and again, what are you even thinking about in your world? You address that in high school ball. College ball, have some private organization finance a scholarship for women who want to go to umpire school, something like that. You don't hold down dudes because they're dudes and not give them jobs they've earned and then elevate. And there are rumors to the effect of there are a couple, two, three women umps who have been elevated who lack what it takes to be in that job, and it's obvious to everyone immediately. And I kind of slowed down and thought about how I'd phrase this, because it's not the gal's fault. They're being put into a position where they're going to fail and be embarrassed.
Why do you reckon this chick grabbed the guy's phone and started deleting his apps?
That's odd behavior, man. Maybe he was constantly playing Angry Birds or the Save the King or whatever the heck that was stupid game is.
She was anti-map quest.
If I hear you mention Wordle one, give me that.
That is someone whose mind has cracked.
Then she hid behind the curtains.
I mean, any one or two of those activities, you could think, well, I think she was, again, trying to indicate you're being a baby or a meow, and I'm going to pretend like, I mean, any one or two of those you can explain away, but there's like half a dozen different bizarre behaviors.
I'm surprised they let it go as long as they did. Somebody with a gun who's hiding behind the curtains like they're a 3-year-old, Yeah, I'd be worried they're going to come out of their, you know, bullets flying.
Right.
They've lost their mind.
Right. It's why, like, the activist jackasses you ran into after the homeless junkie terrorized your family, who said, if you cross the street because you see a person experiencing homelessness coming, you're a bad person. Yeah. No, human beings, no. Somebody exhibiting one kind of crazy might be capable of a couple, two, three other kinds of crazy. And so you cross the street or you take her gun.
I bet there's going to be more to this story. This story ain't over.
I can't
wait. Yeah. We'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I think we got to hear it one more time. Everybody agrees with you. The best part of the clip is the girl, her friend, saying about what?
It's never-endingly entertaining to me, this clip.
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
Do you know what Israel's doing? About what?
NYU, yeah. Yeah.
Doing about what?
About what? And I wish the chanting hadn't gotten too loud to drown out the girl number two's blah blah blah. I wish we were more educated.
I wish I was more educated.
So educated. The part I love about the first girl is she launches into the "We're here to support Palestine and to protest what NYU." What is NYU doing? Because she really about what?
She came out hot. Like she really, I thought she was going to lay it out. It sounded like,
oh yeah,
you know, I'm very firm in my convictions and why I'm here.
Right. It's just when you got to the "What are you talking about?" that she faltered. Something about what NYU is doing has made me very angry. I don't recall what.
And her friend standing right next to her. Her friend's being interviewed by the media and just not really even paying attention to her. Probably saw a cute guy somewhere.
Well, and when she is directed to, "This is what we were talking about," she's like, "I don't know anything about that. I wish we were more educated."
I wish I was more educated.
She would like to know what percentage of the protesters are that.
Yeah, it's almost irrelevant. No, it's interesting. It's not irrelevant. It's less than very. It's somewhat relevant. I'll let you know when I'm done here. It's somewhat relevant, but only somewhat because the people that are directing this know that there will be people who have no idea why they're doing what they're told to do, but they will do it anyway. In fact, that's a great example of how scary this can be. Here's a couple of chicks who have no idea what they're talking about, but they're up there stamping their feet and pounding on things and probably would be willing to break windows if that's what the crowd did next.
I heard you guys talking earlier and thought it would be fun to attack and take over. I mean, introduce Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
What was that supposed to be?
Putin.
That did not sound like Putin. Other than that, it was great.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There he is, playing clips that sound nothing like who they purport to be, Michelangelo. Michael.
I was just thinking about earlier when we were talking about AI replacing jobs, and I was thinking about my job, and I thought, you know what? I need to start selling fruit on the side, so I need to do something.
AI can't sell fruit alongside the road.
That's right.
That's true.
That's a good point. Katie Green, do you have a final thought for us?
Yeah, I'm going to own that Putin clip. I'm blaming the AI website I made it on, though. It wasn't very Putin-y, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't completely bad, because that would have been my guess that it was
okay.
Putin. So I,
oh, really? Play it again, Michael.
I heard you guys talking earlier and thought it would be fun to attack and take over. I mean, introduce Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
It wasn't obviously him, but that would have been my guess if I'd have been given a guess.
Fair.
Oh, really? Okay. Jack, final thought for us?
We got this text. Somebody was listening to one of our podcasts, wanted to weigh in on one topic with some interesting information, but then said, thank you for providing a balance of humor and up-to-date information. Without the former, I couldn't take the latter. That is exactly the way we feel about it, dude. This stuff is very, very important, or ma'am. This is a lot of important stuff every single day, but without laughing now and then about various parts of it, I'd go nuts.
It gets ponderous.
Yeah.
It really can. We're trying. Some days we don't get the balances right. We apologize in advance.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people have thanked so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Great hot links there for you. Drop us a note if there's something we ought to be talking about. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
So those inflation numbers come out tomorrow. You want to see the stock market tumble. Yikes!
Yellow.
See you then. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
How many more hours am I doing this? I'm serious.
Four more years. Pause.
I am here.
I wish I was more educated.
That's ludicrous.
Right. And so grotesque.
Okay. So let's go out with a bang.
Number one, you have a strong need for belonging. Okay, that's fine. It's healthy. We all have it, and good for you. Nobody's making fun of you.
Strong need for booty.
There's college also kid. The strong need for booty.
On that high note,
hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.